The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Two members of the governing council in a Louisiana city are pushing a resolution critical of their local library's plan to host a drag queen story hour. The resolution by Lafayette City Parish Councilman Jared Bellard and William Terrio is to be considered by the council Tuesday. The Advertiser of Lafayette reports that the resolution states the event aimed at young children as, quote, not age appropriate for the educational event, end quote. The event at the Lafayette Public Library set for October 6th. Drag Queen Story Hour programs, men in full drag reading stories to children, have been held at libraries and bookstores around the country. Organizers say they promote acceptance of people who defy rigid gender restrictions. The events have drawn protests in some cities. The number of Texas students foregoing vaccinations for non-medical reasons is on the rise and has grown steadily since state lawmakers started allowing parents and legal guardians to opt out about 15 years ago. A report by the Texas Standard reveals, as of the 2017-2018 school year, more than 56,000 kids had at least one conscientious exemption from a vaccine. Chris Van Dusen is a spokesperson for the Texas Department of State Health Services, which tracks these figures. He says the vast majority of children have all of their vaccinations, so it's not a public health concern statewide.
But, you know, it certainly is something you have to think about when you're looking at smaller populations, at local populations, and you see some schools where their exemption rates are at 20, 30, 40%, maybe even more.
A study released earlier this summer in the journal Public Library of Science Medicine identified four major Texas cities as hotspots for non-medical immunization exemption. They are Houston, Fort Worth, Plano, and Austin. The Arkansas Attorney General is considering a request to sue a private Christian college to reclaim more than $500,000 of kickback-tainted grants the college received from state funds. The Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the Department of Finance and Administration sent a letter to Attorney General Leslie Rutledge's office last week regarding a kickback case involving Ecclesia College, a Bible college in Springdale, Arkansas. An FBI investigation revealed the college passed kickbacks back to elected state representatives and others who had steered general improvement fund grants to the college in 2013 and 2014. Former Ecclesia College President Orrin Paris III appeared in federal court in Fayetteville last Wednesday and was sentenced to 3 years in prison in order to pay $621,000 in restitution for his role in the scheme. His attorney, Travis Story, spoke to 4029 TV News on behalf of his client after the sentencing.
Obviously, we were hoping for a sentence which was lighter. We had asked the court for a probationary sentence, and the judge ended up with a sentence of 3 years.
A state representative was convicted on several counts of fraud and sentenced to 8 years. Another pled guilty and got 3 years probation. No word yet as to whether or not the Arkansas Attorney General's office will act on the State Department of Finance's letter. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a temperature to reach 96 degrees today with a heat index of 102. There's a 20% chance of rain. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 76 degrees and clear. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.